Why are estate agents really rubbish at prospecting, and what can they do to get better? They're rubbish. Absolutely rubbish. Yeah. They're scared of the phone.
I was going to...
No.
I tell you what I did do. I've made myself unpopular with many different demographics. But the one that I was most proud of was making myself really annoyed with the marketing departments. Because I would be sitting there listening in whatever board meetings...
Marketing departments of who?
Of the agents. Of the agencies themselves.
When you
agency speak, clients, yeah. Exactly, yeah. Right. And I would be listening to them talking about whatever XYZ campaign they'd want to be doing. And I would very simply say, until you can guarantee to me that you've spoken to every one of your past clients, you know, in your database, what are you even wasting time on something new for? And by the way, just on that one, I love Josh Fegan's critique when he came over last time. Stop talking about them as past clients, they're clients. The timing is irrelevant, isn't it? There's two elements that go on here, isn't it? You think about it, I've tried to figure out why ostensibly the Aussies are supposed to be so much better, and by the way, they are fantastic, and why the Brits are, again, critiqued. Well, let's face it, is in a sales environment, you know, and it used to be like they used to say, obviously, everyone sold every 7 or 8 years. It's far longer than that.
15 or 16.
Yeah. Exactly. And I mean, Mark was talking about up in Chester, it's something like 26 years or something like that. Well, you're sat there being told to do your prospecting session, you know, because you're going to get the benefits of this. How the hell are you going to get the benefits of this? Where, you know, especially in 2 to 3 years, they might not be at the same firm. This isn't like dentists where you take your clients with you. That is the Australian model. That is the difference, and that's the personal brand and bringing everything else there. So I do find it quite hard to be able to, unless you reward them and commission them right in terms of actually, you know, keeping the data up to speed, having meaningful conversations, segmenting the data for marketing in the right way. So you're rewarding them iteratively all the way. Don't expect this neg to put in the time, because this is where I think you really have to absolutely, that if there was one weapon of mass destruction I see in agency, it's the client services department. And, you know, I don't want all the smaller independents turning off and at this stage saying, oh, well, you know, we haven't got the resources, we can't do a Foxtons, we can't do a Romans. Forget that. Get started, get quick, and have somebody's job role, even if you don't even have to call them it, but somebody's role is specifically to do this and stay on with it. Because those best businesses that have, you know, for example, Roman Direct, yeah, of course, once you outsource that element there, essentially.
So when you say client services, some people might not know what you mean.
So client service, I mean, it can mean many different things. It can be dealing with inbound calls, so it can be dealing with your portal leads, leads from your own website, from the likes of, you know, whatever it is. But more typically, it's actually being proactive, going after clients, and it can be looking for conveyancing leads and everything else there. But what this basically means is working your databases.
Data.
Yeah, there you are. That's for you, Tom, Josh. You know, it's working those ones there and doing, you know, and here's the irony that we've allowed these guys to come over and tell them, this is what prospecting is all about. Why don't you talk to your past clients? Revolutionary. And yet it is. And it's revolutionary.
We do think like to Tom Panos and Josh Fegan walk on water.
I've done it. It's like, I remember the first times over here, but do you know why they're absolutely right? Because actually saying something simple and doing it there. And everything we were trying to think about in Repeat, and we were putting in place, you know, we had the new Power Organizer, which was our dashboard. We had specifically prospecting, you know, widgets in there and reminders so that you could work that. And it's so important. In fact, it's the most vital thing, you know, I think you can possibly do. Forget everything else in terms of prop tech and everything else there. If you are an established agency, you have every bit of business already locked away in your books.
What, just pick up the bloody phone?
Pick up the phone. I won't say them because actually they didn't do this on purpose, but a couple of these very well-known businesses that created a client services department, one of the biggest benefits, they didn't take agents out. They wanted to get people who weren't scared of the phone.
So, that's it. I think you've hit the nail on the head. Most valuers and negotiators are people-orientated people. They're not systems. Yeah. And they fear rejection because what makes them a good estate agent?
Is there...
What makes them good on the sofa, on the free val, means that, you know, hate that fear, that not fear, that gut wrench when you lose the valuation. Well, it's the same when you pick the phone up and someone says no.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Perry Power.
Yeah.
You know Perry Power?
I do, yeah.
He actually has...
Good looking lad.
He's good looking lad, bless him, yeah. He actually has a chap that does all his cold calling for him.
Okay, yeah. So he's essentially, this is what
he's not, and he's not, and I tell you what, he would make... And the guy would make an appalling valuer.
Yeah, of course. I think this is fascinating. This is outsourcing and specialisation. This is absolutely what it's about here. So in the way that actually Ed Mead's doing brilliantly at the moment with Vuber and the viewing process there is, look, somebody can actually take that whole thing and
just concentrate. Well, you don't put the
boards up. Well, I think I said Prospect Engine, again, this company I've just taken an investment in. This is so core to my heart that actually this is a company that is essentially doing what Moneypenny does in reverse. So, you know, Moneypenny does the best inbound call handling around.
Yeah, because you can hardly tell. They're really hard, Moneypenny, really hard to work out if it's Moneypenny or The Office.
Yeah, and I think it's always nice, isn't it? You're trying to guess that, but it's a very different... It's the difference between kind of opening and closing, you know, some of it's passive. Some of you have to have the fear of rejection, and believe me, making 100 and 150 calls a day, some of these up to 200 there, is bloody tough. But one of the things I was going to say is an unexpected side effect of these things is it becomes the best recruitment ground for your actual offices and branches. Because what they didn't expect to happen was these young lads, and they were often 18 or 19, some of them would want to go into the branches themselves. So what would happen is you'd set up, you know, the next...
This is this Prospecting Engine firm.
This is just going back to the client services departments within agency itself.
Yes,
this is...
Foxton's have got a very famous one, haven't
they? It's Chiswick Park. It's absolutely, mate. I went in there. Me and Peter Fenwick, we went to pitch to them, it was like going into Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. Failed dismally to convince them to buy our software, but we did recruit their head of lettings, which I took as a small victory. But it was just that was. And I do know, for example, people like Romans, they were one of the few companies that they actually respected because they saw them as the pinnacle. Everyone who comes over, when you see the Aussies coming over, the Aussie agents coming over, they want to be taken into these businesses to see how it's done right. And if you can get in there, I would urge you to try and see what
okay, it is. Okay, so in a nutshell, they can either outsource it and to a firm with people who will make rubbish estate agents, but I don't mind actually just picking the phone up. And it's not a hard sell.
Yeah.
Yep. It isn't a hard sell, is it?
It's the easiest thing ever. It's absolutely...
Because if there's some agents out there that actually want to do this themselves, what sort of things do they need to be saying? The call. Let's give some value.
Genuinely, don't worry about it. Josh, go and sit in a little Josh figure. Stephen Brown does the best possible. Speak to agency mentors. There is a million and one there. But you know the most important thing is? Stop overanalyzing it. Make the call. Because everything you can... I went and saw, there's a guy called James Tostevin in Australia. He was until Alexander Phillips, who's coming over to AA Masters in a few weeks, was the number one. And he's been around doing it for the last 25, 30 years. He was kind enough to let us and a few agents, Richard Polferman from Northfields, Nathan Emerson from Piegut and Crone. And he kindly let us sit in on his Friday prospecting session, 8 hours, six, and does it every Friday without that. And I was sat there waiting to, you know, we're going to hear the most clever scripts.
The golden...
The Glengarry Glen Ross, this is, we've got the leads now. All I need to hear is the patter, and that's it. I remember being, for the first hour and a half, underwhelmed. And then I realised what the genius of this was, of course. It was the consistency, it was the approach, it was the actually, like so many of us have probably done when we do cold calling, when you finally get someone who'll talk to you, you don't let them off the call for like half an hour. Whereas he would be meticulous, he would keep it down to relevant 1.5-2 minutes, making the best notes, ironically, on a computer, and there's a lot to learn here about not trying to make people change their spots and what works for them. And he would hand that to his database administrator who'd rekey it in. But that was the key thing for me. It was like, it doesn't really matter about it. You can improve by a few points, but the crucial thing is if you're talking to these people, you are going to get them.
100% agree. I've been on that Stephen Brown Turn Your Data Into Gold course. Half a day, the best half day course you've ever been on in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
And the leads that they get from it. But the issue is that I know for a fact, the vast majority of them go back and then find an excuse not to make the call.
You get the spike, don't you? I think people like Josh and any of these people will say, look, the... you know, you do the week afterwards, you get stellar results, you know, that may continue, but it always tails off like that. Mm. That's where it's really important then that you start, first of all, you know, look at this, manage your own business. Secondly, put the processes and checks in place into your software. Most of the good CRM, certainly Reapit was exceptional in being able to show what hasn't been phoned up on. And then, because you get double bubble here, even if your guys aren't then prospecting, every time you're cleansing that data as well, people like ActivePipe and Brief Your Market and all the other email solutions will have more relevance. And of course, as well, with the old favourite GDPR, you've got to make sure you're staying in contact with them relevantly anyway.
And if you haven't got the time, talk to us a bit about this.
A guy called Ishmael. He's running the business there up in Newcastle, the home of call centres. So they've got a real, you know, real base of success.
Julie's way. And you sold your house.
That's very racist. It's not at all. No, they're very good, and they really are. But the key thing for me is
sound like John Paul there. Hi, John.
The big thing is
he was sat on that sofa.
I know.
2 weeks ago.
I'm going to take the pillow with me. I think the big thing is every one of these suppliers, you know, is used to going to agents and just saying, just one more instruction. The thing that really excited me about Prospect Engine is, they're not just going to give you one. They are going to give you tens and hundreds of these, and that is their whole remit, and you're only paying on success. I don't know any other business that genuinely could excite me with such an easy pitch off the back of that. So for me, that was the first no-brainer, if you like, to get involved in.
Well, you have to get the big man down from Newcastle here. We'll get him on the sofa and talk about it.
Yeah.
Make it happen, Simon.
Will do. Cheers.
Thanks.